6. Spring of Life. Jamie meets an unexpected guide. He braced himself, though full of dread, entered the labyrinth, pushed ahead. Bold was he, fought his fears with courage. More was needed for what lay ahead. Through mud and grit, Jamie crawled, squeezed through the claustrophobic gap, wriggled on through the body-tight space, sniffed the draft, squeezed deeper in. Dripping with sweat, he quickened his pace, till he came to a wonder, a large open space. He felt all the walls, could find no way forward, yet the draft's chill fell on his face. The cave's darkness annexed his soul, embattled with fatigue, dread crushed him, hope crumbled. Vain folly is my quest, he wept. Is there no rescue from death? An inner voice warmed his heart, spoke, my breath created you. I am the one whom your quest seeks. I am the resurrected Christ. Bewildered, he asked, who gives hope? Who renews the life of my breath? Who can move so deep inside me? Who is this inner light to guide me? Follow me, my breath will lead you. Through this darkness, trust me, seek me. Know my peace throughout your struggle. Now climb, breathe my draft, follow me. Underground awkwardness left him. He braced himself to climb the wall. Fingertips gripped a ripple of rock. Feet pushed, his chest slid up the wall. He looked down into darkness, above nothing but blackness. He grasped a small rock, let it drop, heard it clatter, tumble endlessly down. In the quiet he heard a rumble, coming closer, a crackling boom. His assurance left him, he froze. Boom, 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 his heart raced. The boulders shook, the caves quaked. In this blackness lurks a monster, a sonic giant who glides through rock as a trout in water. Boom, boom. A shockwave roared, surrounded him. Its wake of terror stole his breath. Unnerved, confidence drained, ever-present darkness unchanged. He reached up, searched for a hold, to grip, to pull him up higher. None could he find, no step could he take, yet draft flowed downwards over his face. His spirit crushed, his body bruised, he cried, banish my darkness. Love's warmth embraced him, be still. Dread flees, let nothing affright you. The peace of Christ embraced him, fears subsided, his heart strangely warmed. An inner voice spoke, follow the seam. The earth may quake, yet know my peace. Up he climbed, soon the rock became wet, came to a ledge, a spring-filled pool, stole a breath. Is this, he wondered, the spring of life? He knew it was. He rummaged for the bottle blue, carefully stored, took off its top, bottle in hand, pushed it arm deep, topped up the bottle in the spring. A quiet voice spoke, the spring now found, yet not this water, but breathing my breath, is the treasure of Macaulay's quest. Resurrection assured, he wept. To the surface he came, greeted the sun, with a joyful heart glimpsed a path, walked with Christ, followed it down, and he soon saw him, knew what he'd found. Their eyes met, joy beamed from her heart. Jamie, you found a true guide, who'll guide you each day in this cave beside me. You followed his way.